Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You're listening to the What's Up Falcons podcast with Rock, Hoop, Q, Aries Falcon, and keeping it sexy, LG.
All right, schedule's out, fellas, and let's see. You want to start with preseason?
Just go real quick game. No, listen, we only care about the preseason. Let's go week one, game by game, and just say win or lose.
Okay.
And then we'll...
Yeah. Game one versus the Seahawks. I don't know if it's there or not. Versus Seahawks.
No, it looks like, I don't care where that game is. That's a loss. Yeah, that's the first game of the season, but I don't care where it's played at. I think it's a loss.
What do you think?
Wow. The season opener at home? I mean, that's a win. You know what I'm saying? This new defense, offense, it was running smoothly. Yeah. That's a win.
I hope it's a win, but I don't know. All right, second game.
You got a lot of rookies training over Zoom right now that are going to be in the secondary, so okay.
All right, second game, I believe, is at Dallas. We play Dallas. At Dallas, I believe.
Yeah.
I think that's a loss. Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a loss, too, if Dak Prescott starts and plays.
Aries?
You know the Cowboys haven't beaten us yet, right?
I thought they had.
Yeah, I thought so, too. But either way, going into this season, I think they beat us.
It's a win. Right. It's a win.
Next game at home.
So Aries has them 2-0 right now. Mark this down.
Yep.
At home, Chicago. We play the Bears.
Falcons.
Yep, that's a win.
All right, next game.
Because Mitchell Trubisky is ass.
All right, well, he's gone anyways.
No, he's not. He's still there.
Well, they're not picking up his last year? Is that what the deal is? Because I heard something about him.
Yeah.
Okay.
They didn't pick up his fifth-year option.
All right, next game at Green Bay.
At Green Bay, hard to win. I'm still going to be warm, though. That's a hard one. If it was cold, I'd say it's a loss automatically. But since it's still going to be warm in Green Bay at that point.
Yeah, and that's also a Monday night football game, too.
True.
Oh, so we got a Monday night football game this year. We didn't have one last year, did we? I don't think so.
Yeah, we did. We played the Philadelphia, I thought. No, that was the Sunday night.
That was a Sunday night.
That's away too, so they gonna be wearing what, all white? Is that all white or all black for away games?
I thought it was.
I thought black's home and white's away, but I'm not sure.
Okay, so they gonna be in Green Bay wearing them nice all white ones. Yeah,
I'm gonna say right now they're 0-2 and I can't call this Green Bay game. So I can't call this Green Bay game. Tell me what you guys think, and then move to the next one.
All right, I can't. The Green Bay, I'm going to say a loss.
Yeah, I can't call that. I'll give them an L on that one. I'll give them an L. So right now, I got them 3-1 by week four. Week four.
All right.
Yeah.
Week five versus Panthers at home. Win.
That's a W.
That's a win. Yeah. Panthers going to be rebuilding for a few seasons.
Next week's game after that will be at Minnesota against the Vikings.
At Minnesota, I might say a loss because that Minnesota team was good last year.
Yeah, but they don't have their star receiver. What's his name? Stephon Diggs. He's gone.
I'm seeing a win.
Well, last time we played him, Teddy Bridgewater beat us with no help.
That ain't last time. Teddy wasn't on the team last time we played him.
Well, the time before that, then. Teddy beat us with no help at all.
That still wasn't at that time. But I'm, you know, being in Minnesota, I'll say the Vikings take that one.
All right, the next one. Home versus the Lions.
True Flock comes home.
He'll get burned. He'll get burned by Julio.
Exactly.
I don't think they're that smart to put True Flock on Julio. They'll probably put him on
Little Ridley,
Calvin Ridley.
Yeah
on Ridley.
Yeah, but good luck with that one too.
Yeah, right. Pick your poison.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a win.
All right. Next game after that is a Thursday night game, and it's at Carolina again.
That's another W.
I'm like, Jamie.
Yeah, we sweep the Panthers again.
I want to eat a W. I want a W. I'm eating it. Eating them W's.
And I play quarterback. Right.
Game after that.
God, let it go.
At home, we're playing the Broncos.
That's a win.
Yeah, that's a W.
Do you have a quarterback? I know they let go of Flacco, so they have a quarterback. So yeah, I'll take the Falcons.
All right, we have a bye after that, I believe. Let's see, was that
and you know what? The bye is placed perfectly. Week 10.
Yep,
that is the perfect spot for a bye. I'm always happy with the bye, either at or after the halfway point.
Yep, exactly.
I agree.
All right, week 11. We go to Stinky Town with those stinky, dirty Saints.
After a bye?
Yep.
Going to Stinky Town?
After a bye. That's a win. That's 2 weeks of preparation.
I'm with you on that, Aries.
Without a bye, I would say it's a definite loss. But with the bye, okay, I'll join you guys. We split with them last year. I say we can have a bye and then beat them. I'll take it.
All right, week 12. We come home and we play two home games back to back. The first game will be against Joe Hader's Oakland Raiders.
Vegas Raiders.
The Vegas Raiders. That's going to be an interesting one, but I still think we got it.
I wish that game was in Vegas because I sure would go.
That would have been a good one to go to.
Well, I don't know, man. Gruden, I don't know, man.
That's a W. I'm calling it right now. That's a W. The Raiders ain't all that.
Wow. Neither was Arizona and Tennessee last year. So.
But this is different.
Yeah, it's a different.
It's a different year.
Yep. All right. After that, we stay at home week 13 and we play Stinky Town again, the Stinky Saints.
I'm gonna say a loss. I think the best we can do with the Saints at this point is break even with them. I give them the first one after the bye, but not the second one.
I don't know.
You know what? I think you're right.
I might be wrong though. They beat them last year at Thanksgiving, and that was definitely after the bye.
Right.
Yeah. So I'll give the split to the Saints.
All right.
We trade home field games.
All right. Week 14.
I agree, Aries.
Week 14. We travel back across to the West Coast. The Chargers, San Diego. Aries, you going to that game?
I will be at that game because that's in L.A. Because they're the Los Angeles Chargers.
Oh, that's
so,
right.
So, yeah,
that's
I'll right. be at that new stadium.
Yeah, I love in L.A.
All right. You think they're going to pull it off? W?
Oh, yeah.
I think they're going to pull it off, too.
All right.
No Phillip Rivers. No,
Daniel Gates is still there.
It's Melvin Gordon. None of that.
All right. Moving on. Week 15, we go down to Florida and see Tom Brady for the first time and Gronk. You think they would have gotten it together by then?
That's a W.
I think they have our number by that point in this season.
What? Nope.
Yeah, no. I don't think so.
If Gronk's healthy at that point in the season, which is questionable,
I doubt Gronk even be playing.
Yeah,
that late in the season.
Like Chuck Smith said, once one or two hits, he's gonna sit his old butt down.
Go Gator.
What does Chuck Smith know?
Chuck's funny as hell, man. He was on Matt and Mike's show. All right. After that, week 16, we are at Kansas City. An L.
That's an L.
That's a big old L.
That might be a good fight, though. I'm interested in seeing that.
Yeah.
Very interested in seeing that.
It'll be a good game. But, I don't think we're going to get that one. All right. Now, last game of the season, we go back to Tampa. But no, Tampa comes to us. No, we go back to Tampa. No, we go to Tampa.
We go back to Tampa. We go to Tampa.
Yeah.
And I will say the
first Tampa game.
I'm going to say loss again.
No, that's the win. I think we, if we don't sweep the Bucks, we're going to split with them.
It's hard to say we're going to split with them.
Interesting.
I think we sweep the Panthers. I think we split with the Saints and sweep the Bucks.
Right.
So that's 4-1 in the division. If 5-1 in the division. Yeah.
Interesting. Well, we'll see, man. I mean, we'll see even if they're even going to play this year. But you know, we're still not sure about that. No,
they'll play. It might be an empty stadium, but it's even baseball is prepared to play in June. Yeah, so
yeah, but see, emptying out the stadium for football is a lot different from like baseball.
Yeah,
because it takes away the home field advantage.
That's why.
So now, if they have no fans, then every game is basically a home game because you have no noise to distract you. So.
Yeah, and if I'm not mistaken, I think they're already called college already.
They are already what now?
Haven't they already called college? There may not be any college games this year.
No games or no fans?
No games. No games.
Wow, I thought they at least play the games and, you know, get the TV money. Because everybody needs money right now, because even the NBA right now, they're making people take pay cuts.
And the reason I think there may not be any games because I don't think schools are going to be in.
Oh, if school's not, yeah. We have that same rule on our level right now. If school's not in, you can't play. But school's going to be in, though. They're going to be doing virtual school. I think college football will happen, man. I think it'll just be no fans or limited fans. Very limited stadium. Instead of being 100,000 people, it'll be like 40,000 people.
Well, I hope you're right. I mean, it's not sounding good.
I mean, NASCAR's picking up in, not this weekend, but next weekend. No fans.
NASCAR, you don't need fans.
Yeah, you don't need fans for NASCAR.
You don't need fans for NASCAR.
But I'm saying, in order to, you know, for these sports to continue, you don't need them for football or anything. Yes, I mean, would you rather advantage. Right? But I'm like, would you think it is right now with no sports on TV? Or would you rather watch live games with no fans?
I'd rather have no sports. Because the roar of the crowd is what makes it exciting.
That's
when you get a long pass and then, you know, it's Julio, this one arm catch, and there's nobody there to cheer, it's boring.
No, I agree, but there'll still be the sideline there. But I think I'd rather see the games go on with no fans than not see any games at all. I mean, no football. You said no NFL. I want to see the NFL.
It'll be like the Pro Bowl, man.
Pretty much.
That's fine.
People don't care.
Right, exactly.
But it's the season, though. You have to care about the season games. The season game is what matters. It's the build up going into the playoffs.
Yep.
And when, you know what I'm saying, and when it's week 15, 16, and home field advantage matters.
Well, by week 15 and 16, I think this coronavirus thing might be different. Because, I mean, even the state of Georgia, we've been opening it up already. So, I think by week 15 and 16, you're talking about Wait, what are you talking about? December? You're talking about December. So
yeah.
Hopefully, right hopefully in, we're back open for business.
Right in time for the second wave.
What the hell are you? What kind of asking me what color? Right?
That's the thing, man. There, if there's a second wave this year, there's no way we're going to be able to do that.
No, I think they can pull it off. The WWE's pulling it off right now. They're still putting on new content without any fans. I think it's just going to be without any fans. And they, you know, you're the WWE, the World Wrestling Federation, Entertainment,
really,
or whatever.
You really carrying football to fake wrestling?
But I'm saying they have a protocol in place to keep their show going. So I'm saying that same protocol will continue to football.
They have to because remember all the players.
Hang on. Right, but I'm saying what I'm trying to say is I get it, it's fake, but I'm saying is the fact that they can still continue. I'm saying that, you know, when the football players show up, they're gonna have somebody out there, you know, taking their temperature. So now all of a sudden, you know, your fantasy gets weird. Whose temperature is gonna be allowed? Is gonna allow them to play? It's not gonna be injuries. It's gonna be the temperatures. But I think they're gonna, you know, allow these guys to play. They have to. I mean, the NFL has to survive. If they don't have games that are on TV, they won't survive. So they're going to have to put games on TV with no fans in order to survive, just to get that revenue from, you know, commercial breaks.
That doesn't make any sense to me. It just doesn't. To actually play games with no fans in the stands, it's just ridiculous.
I agree. It's ridiculous. It's different. It's ridiculous, but in order for the NFL to survive, what other option do they have? If you have another option, I'd love to hear it. What other option do they have?
I have one. They're actually doing this in either Taiwan or South Korea or somewhere, one of those countries where they play baseball, and they're playing baseball, but
South Korea, yeah.
But they have like pictures of the fans in the stands. I don't know how that's going to work. But.
Yeah. Yeah, the NFL is going to do something like that, but the NFL won't survive. The NFL and the NBA is not surviving right now. They're trying to continue their season just to make money to pay people, and I don't think the NBA is going to come back this season. But
well, I'll check it out.
They're going to get creative.
They can do this. They can kind of like have like big monitors all around there, and just, you know, stream fans watching the game. I mean, it's, you know. But at least the players can see people, and people can actually see them in real time.
Yeah, I mean, that might be something. You might be watching the game on TV live, and then on your phone, you're watching a reaction show. You know, you're watching the game on a reaction show, fans in a bar at, you know.
Right.
I don't know, but I mean, in order for the only way the NFL is going to survive is to play games this season. If the NFL doesn't play games this season, there's a chance the NFL might go under. As crazy as it sounds, I mean, you look at some of these major, like Nordstrom's going under, Bloomingdale's, Macy's, big time companies are going under. The NBA making everybody taking pay cuts, hoping they can bring the season back. I mean, you're talking about some serious. I mean, you gotta play these games, or the NFL is done for.
Well,
they're gonna have to file for bankruptcy and be done for. You gotta play and get the television money for commercials in order to survive.
I think they'll take a hit, but I don't think they'll be done. I mean, I'm in that industry a little bit, and you know, we're good the rest of the year, but we rely on live sports, so. You know, in some form or fashion, some sports will be played, even though we don't cover football, but we do everything else. So it's going to be interesting.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. This is where we're going to find out what's really happening when we'll see how it goes with NASCAR. NASCAR's first up. NASCAR kicks off not this weekend, but next weekend. So we'll see how it works for them.
NASCAR don't need
NASCAR's,
fans.
And NASCAR's popular.
Yeah, but NASCAR don't need fans in stands.
But
they can air their races over to TV, and it won't hurt them a bit. The fans don't mean nothing to NASCAR. There's no advantage or just, you know what I'm saying, or
but that's not true though. You make money based off of how many people are watching what you put on the air.
The NFL makes a ton of money.
They'll watch it.
Most of his money
is going to be there.
That's what I'm saying. They'll watch it, but they don't be there. They don't have, I'm saying, they don't, the NASCAR don't have to have fans in the stands, but they can still air their races. Football, you need what's in the seats.
But it's the same thing. It's the same thing with the WWE right now. They're still putting on new content every single week, but the ratings are getting lower and lower and lower and lower to the point now where
because the best part of WWE are the fans. It's the roar of the crowd and the boos and all that. That's what makes that so good. What makes it worth watching.
That's what makes football so
good. When you don't have that, then that's when you're talking about losing money. But you keep saying like NASCAR don't need their fans. They don't race better because of cheers and boos. But when you
call I get that. But football teams that don't play well don't get people watching, and you get blackouts, and you don't see games. I've lived in Atlanta all my life, and we've had seasons where we couldn't even watch games.
But you still need fans in the seats.
Well, all right, fellas. Well, this is a good one. We need to go ahead and wrap this up, and I'm kind of glad we all kept going on.
Because, let's wrap it up. But it was a good one. Hell yeah, it was a good one.
And you know, check us out. You can check it out on YouTube, and it's also going to be. I may make it an audio version as well. But all right, guys. If that is it, I will talk to y'all next time. Peace.
Check out the What's Up Falcons podcast exclusively at armchairallamericans.com. Subscribe to the What's Up Falcons podcast on iTunes and SoundCloud. Listen to the What's Up Falcons podcast at whatsupfalcons.com.